the news, read by Belinda, show the main points. Rescue teams at the Chancleef massive landslide site have retrieved 11 more corpses in an ongoing intensive operation. Most of the corpses are in an advanced state of decomposition. Cameroon is poised to learn fresh skills in the development of a Chamber of Commerce from Algeria. The Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises and Algeria's Ambassador to Cameroon have been looking at the feasibility of the project. Out of Cameroon, the Maiden Africa-Russia Ministerial Conference begins tomorrow in Sushi Town. Foreign ministers from Africa make up delegations to attend that event. 11 more corpses have been retrieved from the debris of the recent Chang landslide, bringing the death toll caused by the natural disaster to 15. Rescue teams are redoubling efforts to recover victims trapped in the rubble. Eric Langmia-Wofo, who is covering the running story, says most of the corpses retrieved moments ago are in an advanced state of decomposition.
The intensive rescue operations led to the discovery of six corpses at the incident site. The operations are being supervised by the governor of the West Region, Awafunka Augustine.
For this day, we've recovered six corpses, making a total of 11. And also, the heavy equipment of the Chang Council has been removed from the debris. I think the exercise continues.
Close affinities of the victims have been on standby to recover the corpses.
I lost my mother and my grandmother, and since Tuesday, we have been here. It is only yesterday that I could lay hands on the corpse of my mother. We are awaiting that of my grandmother.
Governor Awafunka Augustine describes the search operation as methodical due to the complex nature of the topography.
So far, so good. We started with heavy equipment, walking, tried to open the roads and to get the trucks that were parked along the road, and it almost provoked a third landslide. And so the teams had to stop and use light equipment, and through that the heavy equipments have returned, and this time around they are walking right down in the slopes and the valleys where all of the debris are found. And I think so far so good, we are more successful.
Most of the corpses are said to be in a state of putrefaction. Some have been handed already to the families after due identification. Eric Langmia-Wofo, CRTV News, Njam.
Professional mixed martial artist and heavyweight boxer Francis Ngannou has presented his projects to promote sports and ICTs to the Prime Minister, Head of Government, during an audience at the Star Building today. In a conversation with PM John Guti, Francis Ngannou stressed the importance for the youth to develop skills in new technologies for them to be competitive in the fast-paced ICTs age. Chris Senche Atam reports.
Francis Ngannou was surrounded by all his aura of MMA champion, heavyweight boxer and global sports superstar when he visited the PM's office, but he preferred to cast all this aside and be viewed as a normal person.
Let's just say a citizen that was delighted to be received by the Prime Minister of his country, that has the opportunity to explain his desire, his dream, and whatever could be a project for youth, for development.
His half-hour audience with the Prime Minister gave the fighter the stage to present two projects which are close to his heart.
The two basic things that we spoke about was mainly the sport and obviously the software engineering that we are helping through the foundation to develop software engineering by creating computer centers around, and we are trying to expand that and to allow kids to have a knowledge in software engineering, since we realize that from abroad we have seen that the future, if not the present, is all digital, is all about technology. So I think with all the talent that we have here, it's about time to take an opportunity and give them a platform to showcase their talent, so tomorrow they can also be an asset for us and for our development.
The meeting with the Prime Minister, Joseph Diongute, left the fighter with hope and courage to continue his projects.
He was very happy and he said he's going to do everything possible to accompany us.
In the end, it was not a knockout, but an okay, as the fighter and the prime minister agreed on the necessity to continue improving the technological skills of Cameroonian youths. Christian Cheadam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Cameroon and Algeria have today in Yaoundé discussed ways in strengthening small and medium-sized enterprises and handicrafts. The meeting was led by Cameroon's Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Achille Basilikan III, and Algeria's Ambassador to Cameroon, His Excellency Abdallah Boukamash. Cameroon aims to benefit from Algeria's experience in developing a Chamber of Trade and Handicrafts, along with financial and legal frameworks for supporting small and medium-sized enterprises. Both nations plan to organize joint trade fairs, exhibitions, and knowledge exchange programs, creating new opportunities for small and medium-sized enterprises and handicrafts in both countries. The French ambassador to Cameroon, His Excellency Thierry Marchand, is expected in Garoua to take part in the celebration of the 30th anniversary of Alliance Française, which promotes knowledge and various artistic works in Cameroon. The week-long celebration will also be marked by a cultural meeting with the Lamido of Demsa in Gashiga. Details with Maimoun Anjoya.
Inhabitants of Garoua and its environs have had a smooth collaboration with Alliance Française, which is a local association whose foundation is in Paris, France. In 30 years of existence in Garoua, Alliance Française, abbreviated as AFG, has succeeded in promoting the French culture, valorizing the reading culture thanks to a library of over 15,000 books for children and students. But again, Alliance Française has given visibility to local artists. For this 30th anniversary, a series of activities will take place till next Saturday, November 16. Yacinthe Porcher, director of Alliance Française of Garoua, highlights.
To all the people from Garoua or around Garoua, if they have the opportunity to come and visit the Alliance and be part of this celebration, it is free, it is open for everyone.
Another high point of week-long activities around this anniversary will be a cultural connection with the Lamido of Demsa in Gashiga in the presence of the French ambassador to Cameroon, His Excellency Thierry Marchand. Other local artists like Amina Pullo and Isnebo will also be part of the event. From the North Regional Station in Garoua, Maimouna Joya for CRTV News.
Grade 1 teachers of the 2024 batch in Fundi Division have taken an oath to keep aside common vices such as absenteeism and uphold the virtues of pedagogy. The close to 2,000 freshly admitted teachers in the basic education subsector graduated today during an event in Yaoundé. Karin Tosan picks up that story from CRTV Center.
Teachers who are going into Cameroon's elementary education sector to impart knowledge henceforth. One of them, the overall best graduate from Government Bilingual Teachers Training College, Yaoundé, Manjab Hiel Paul Ann, details that she will go the extra mile to ensure the success of her pupils.
I'll take them, be it in school and at home. If I see that they have any difficulty that I can help them with, even after classes, I can just take them to some free classes so that my pupils will have the necessary level that I want them.
The Divisional Delegate of Secondary Education for Fundi, Louis Nama, has called on the graduates to uphold professionalism as they go about their work.
That is to be present in force and to work with children.
The teachers have, however, raised worries about lack of subventions and have requested for eventual integration by the government upon graduation. Please, which the SDO for Fundi, Emmanuel Mariel Jigdent, has promised to transmit to competent authorities. Karin Tosam, CRTV News, Center.
We stay in the Center region, where the mayor of Yaoundé Fall Council has announced that next year's budget will prioritize projects in infrastructure and social amenities to improve the population's livelihood. Gabriel Bihinaifila was speaking during the council's budgetary orientation session for the 2025 financial year, held in the presence of the SDO for Fundi, Emmanuel Marie Njigdet. Gislaine Kwa reports.
The Yaounde 4 Council session deliberated on key projects that will be attended to in next year's budget. Joseph Abegan Zenge, traditional chief and municipal councillor, remained optimistic that their preoccupations will be taken care of.
We want roads because all of our roads in Yaounde 4 district are bad. We want electricity. We want also to build dispensaries. Some of our quarters don't have health centers, so I think we would like to have some of these.
According to Mayor Gabriel Biina Efila, the 2025 budget will mostly focus on priority projects like the construction and rehabilitation of roads, setting up of street lights, waste management, provision of potable water and electricity, amongst others, in a bid to improve on the living conditions of the people. The SDO for Fundi present in the meeting urged the council to stress more on investment projects that concern urban disorder. The council session, that is the second to the last for this year, also saw the councillors move a motion to allow the mayor proceed with the construction of a modern market in Kolondongo and purchase a podium car for the municipality. Ghislaine Kua, CRTV Center.
The parliamentarian for Boya Urban Constituency, Honorable Malumba Esembe, along with his cohort, have donated didactic material and financial assistance to over 100 less privileged children in the area. The gesture goes to build better learning skills for optimal academic results for the beneficiaries. Annabelle Ndike Eno Anyang reports from CRTV Southwest in Boya.
The 107 underprivileged pupils selected from six government primary schools in Boya, namely Bwanda, Ndongo, Britingi, Bokwango, Bwasa, and Buyoko, receive school items such as bags, books, money for common entrance and first school living certificate registration, amongst others, from the parliamentarian for Boya Urban Constituency, Honorable Malumba Esembe, and his partners to enable them study comfortably this academic year.
We were able to work with the administration of these six primary schools to identify the kids who really need such donations. And we are hoping that what we have done, focused activity, in partnership with three civil society organizations, is a contribution to a brighter future in our communities.
The beneficiaries expressed gratitude, affirming it will go a long way to improve learning.
Young destiny, class 6. I'm so happy that I came as common child, my first school living. And I promise the Honorable that I'm going to have this A and be a better person in future.
Honorable Malumba Esembe used the opportunity to encourage the children to be hardworking in order to produce excellent results this academic year. Annabelle Ndike Enwanyang, CRTV, Boya.
The Faculty of Economics and Management of the University of Ebolova has hosted a warm and vibrant welcome ceremony for its new students. The event this Friday, chaired by the rector of the institution, Professor Jean Bosco Etoua, aimed at introducing the freshmen to the university community, familiarize them with faculty members, and provide essential information for a successful academic sojourn. Details with Clarence Aze.
The ceremony at the Tempura campus in Mekalat had as theme Revisiting Human Capital in the Digital Age. What can economics and management offer to the student of today and tomorrow? The Dean of the Faculty, Professor Hevin Velu, delivered a heartfelt welcome address emphasizing the faculty's commitment to academic excellence and student success. He shared inspiring insights on the importance of economics and management in shaping the future. Addressing the 196 freshmen, the rector of the University of Ebolova, Professor Jean Bosco Etoua, challenged them to make use of the qualified teaching staff, rich programs, research opportunities, and extracurricular activities so as to be innovative to build the future. The first day on campus enabled the new undergraduate students to gain valuable insights into faculty programs and resources, establish connections with faculty members and peers, familiarize themselves with campus facilities, and received essential information on academic policies and procedures. The Faculty of Economics and Management of the University of Ebolova, through the welcome ceremony, reaffirmed its dedication to provide a supportive and stimulating environment for academic growth. Clarence Aze, reporting for CRTV News in Ebolova.
You're listening to CRTV Network News. Supporters of the ruling CPDM party from the four sections of Manu Division have called on their party's national chairman to stand as candidate in the 2025 presidential election. This appeal was central to a motion of congratulations and encouragement during celebrations marking President Paul Biya's 42nd anniversary at the helm of the state. Bridget Ndep Assam B1 reports from CRTV Southwest.
As the dust is yet to settle with celebrations marking 42 years of the head of state's ascension to power, militants and supporters of the ruling CPDM party have pledged to continue rallying behind President Paul Biya, given that he has led the destiny of Cameroon with great charisma, exceptional skills, remarkable level-headedness, and the spirit of inclusion. As a father, he has always demonstrated to be a president not to a particular ethnic group, clan, tribe, or region, but to all Cameroonians. These attributes in a motion of congratulation and encouragement from the four sections of the CPDM party in Akwaya, Eyumojok, Manfe Central, and Upper Banyang, with a political leader, Minister Mengot Victor Are Nkongo, all exhort President Paul Biya to declare his candidacy for the 2025 presidential election. Manfe, Bridget Ndep Assam B1, CRTV.
In a related development, the 42nd anniversary of the New Deal government was marked with party leaders highlighting President Paul Biya's achievements across various sectors. That was in Angusas in the East region. In the presence of the Director General of ANAFO, Bikolo Bikolo, party leaders joined grassroots supporters in urging President Paul Biya to be their candidate for the 2025 presidential election. Tala LT tells us more.
The massive turnout of CPDM supporters of the Upper Nyong 2 Center section in Angusas was proof that their natural candidate for the next presidential election is Paul Biya. Lono Masse is section president. We are all behind President Paul Biya for future victories. Angusas remains a stronghold of the CPDM. Daniel Ngwangele is Central Committee Special Envoy to Angusas. Supporters here have proven beyond reasonable doubt their determination to remain faithful to the CPDM and the ideologies of President Paul Biya. In a motion of support, these members of the CPDM, in the presence of Bekolo Bekolo, Director General of ANAFO and member of the elite, professed their unfailing attachment to the CPDM and its president. Tala LT reporting for the CRTV in Angusas.
In other news, over 50 cartons of medications of doubtful sources and quality have been seized by the Maritime Patrol Team of the Douala Naval Base. The operation was coordinated by Captain Fege Jean-Michel and supervised by Admiral Jean-Midoua, Chief of Navy Staff. Bidmia Atang Tabara reports from CRTV Littoral.
It was on November 6 at about 10 a.m. that some fake medications were seized by maritime officials. Navy Captain Dr. Oku Petis Endingele is the coordinator fighting against fake and illicit drugs in the Cameroon Navy.
About 260 million of fake drugs will have been seized since the beginning of the year by patrol of the National Navy.
The National Navy, on its part, is working hard to preserve the health of Cameroonians. Hence, there's always a next step after seizure.
After we finish with the count, with the technician of the National Radio and Director of Public Health, the governor of the region will order the destruction of these fake drugs.
These fake and illegal medications comes with some consequences.
In health, they cause a lot of chronic illness, even death. And economic, people who are doing illegal traffic are the ones also who do traffic of drugs, arms, and for security, there is a link between the increase of criminality and the increase of illegal traffic of fake drugs.
It should be noted that the high rate of criminality and terrorism in the country is as a result of the consumption of fake drugs. Bidmia Atang Tabara, CRTV News, Douala.
The new paramount fund of the Pinyin clan in Santa subdivision of the Northwest region has been presented to his kindred in a ceremony presided over by Mezam's SDO, Simon Emile Moore. During His Royal Highness Kenneth Can Asobo III's first official outing, populations in Santa subdivision were enjoined to cooperate with traditional and administrative authorities to further consolidate peace and development in their community. Mary Ann Langtum tells us more from CRTV Northwest.
It is a new dawn for the people of Pinyin as the kingmakers present the paramount fawn, His Royal Highness Kenneth Can Asobo III, to occupy the throne that has been vacant for almost 7 years. During the presentation ceremony, the senior divisional officer for Mezam, Simon Emil Moore, encouraged the new fawn to promote peace and development in his community.
To restore peace in his fundum, unity, and do his best to bring development, one of the biggest paramount fundum in the whole Northwest.
Meantime, natives and notables are counting on the new paramount fawn of Pinyin to unite all the villages, a duty Prince Nya John describes as daunting.
He has the arduous task of bringing together this five-man fundum that constitute the big Pinyin clan. He has the arduous task of uniting 20-something sub-funds that are under these five big fundums.
His Royal Majesty Kenneth Can Asobo III, second-class fawn of Pinyin, is a retired journalist described by administrative authorities as loyal and patriotic. The fawn will be officially enthroned according to the customs and traditions of the Pinyin people in the days ahead. Maria Lantum, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And on to something lighter. This weekend's cultural scene is packed with a variety of thrilling events ranging from arts festivals to concerts and wellness walks. FOC Babatunde highlights the entertainment field weekend, which starts with music icon Salatiel's live performance tonight at EFC Douala.
Alphabetical Records. Douala will be buzzing this Friday as music icon Salatiel takes the stage for a live concert at the French Institute, Cameroon. The show kicks off at 7 p.m., so get ready for an unforgettable evening with one of Cameroon's finest talents. This weekend, don't miss the 10th edition of the University Festival of Arts and Culture at the University Institute of the Gulf of Guinea in Douala. From November 11th to the 16th, immerse yourself in a celebration of Cameroonian art, culture, and creativity, showcasing the rich diversity of our heritage. For those looking to stay healthy, join the Walk for Goodness Sports Walk with Sandrine Nanga and Lidol. The energetic walk is set for Bertwa this Saturday, Douala on November the 16th, and Yaoundé on November the 23rd. This Sunday, experience an evening of powerful worship at a live gospel concert hosted by Minister Ita and Graham Ngala through the Christ Light Assemblies. The event begins at 5 p.m. at the Chariot Main Complex Banquet Hall, Mile 18, Boya. A heavenly experience is not to be missed. Happy weekend.
And out of Cameroon, the first ever Africa-Russia ministerial conference officially opens tomorrow in Russia's Sochi city. Delegates, including African Foreign Affairs ministers, are poised to have conversations with their Russian counterpart on a slew of issues, with education, security, and trade featuring at the top. Senior reporter Charles Ebune with highlights of the 2 days' confab.
The first ever Russia-Africa Ministerial Conference of the Russia-Africa Partnership Forum is a construct of the second Russia-Africa Summit held last year in St. Petersburg in Russia, attended amongst other leaders by President Paul Biya. Today, over 30,000 Africans are in Russia, a majority of them being students. The foreign affairs ministers from Africa and their Russian counterparts will discuss issues like education, consular affairs, security, and other categories cutting-edge topics between both sides on the table. The foreign affairs ministers will also converse on geopolitical matters like food security, mutual joint economic ventures, investments, and peace building, especially in the Sahel and other conflict-ridden portions of the world. Advanced in areas like telecommunications, technology, and artificial intelligence, the Russians will be seeking to strike deals with Africa in areas like commercial transactions to increase the current volume of trade, estimated at roughly $25 billion, as Russia has written off some African debts worth more than $17 billion. The gathering in the Russian futuristic city of Sochi, close to the 2018 World Cup from the 9th to the 10th of this month, will be yet another forum to level up between Russia and Africa for a comprehensive humane partnership.
We conclude this newscast with a recap of the main points. Rescue teams at the Chancliff massive landslide site have retrieved 11 more corpses in an ongoing intensive operation. Most of the corpses are said to be in an advanced state of decomposition. Cameroon is poised to learn fresh skills in the development of a Chamber of Commerce and Handicrafts from Algeria. The Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises and Algeria's ambassador to Cameroon have been looking at the feasibility of the project. And out of Cameroon, the Made in Africa-Russia Ministerial Conference begins tomorrow in Sochi City, Russia. Foreign Affairs Ministers from Africa make up delegations to attend that event.